This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Although the winter wheat crop escaped significant damage from early spring freezes in 2012 and 2017, farmers might not be as lucky this year. University of Kentucky Extension grain crop specialist Dr. Carrie Knott says when you look in the field, there is some damage.
When you first walk up to the field, it doesn't really look that bad. You would think that maybe we escaped a huge freeze event, but in certain parts of the field, you're finding that there are some heads that maybe just don't look quite as green as they should, and when you inspect them, they're sterile.
Knott says the damage varies in each field.
In the same trial, planted the same day, the same cultivar, we're seeing a range from about 10 to 50% damage in those plots. And that really has to do with sort of position in the field. And in that trial as well, Alan, we have different seeding rates. And it seems that those higher seeding rates really got blasted a lot more than the lower seeding rates we were looking at.
She said many farmers have been surprised by the damage based on previous early spring freeze events.
We all went into this freeze remembering the last few, not just 17, but 12 as well, where we suspected that we would have really significant damage, and we did not. So 2017, we did not have hardly any damage at all. This year, we are seeing quite a bit more damage.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with five locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Vestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.